This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton without Walter Yerkew. Mr. Yerkew is either getting some beauty sleep or he's looking for some quarters to put in the payphone. But anyways, we do have a special guest, a returning guest. His name is Lanell Black Rosebud Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
What up, Scoop?
Hey, not much. Our co-host is missing in action, but that's okay because we roll the punches. But anyways, Black, first thing we always do is remember fallen law enforcement officers who were murdered in the line of duty. As you well know, Barack Obama started the war on cops. Donald Trump is doing everything in his power to stop the war on cops. But there will always be officers that will be killed in line of duty, either by accident or on purpose. But anyways, we want to first remember police officer Kalama from the Honolulu, Hawaii Police Department, end of watch, January 19th, 2020. Also, we want to remember police officer Tiffany Victoria Bilan Enriquez, also from the Honolulu, Hawaii Police Department, end of watch, January 19th, 2020. They got a call for an eviction that went bad. The perp was a mentally unstable individual who buried himself into his residence and set fire to the building. And unfortunately, seven buildings were also damaged, but he's believed to be dead. Investigation is still ongoing. But anyways, Black, reason why we called you on is for impeachment. With the impeachment going on, I can't make heads or tails of anything. And you, believe it or not, even though you're a comedian by trade, do a much better job than the mainstream media with the impeachment. Why don't you tell us, give us your opinion on what's going on with the impeachment, how it's just a bunch of, you know, Bravo Sierra.
It actually depends on who you listen to. You know, if you listen to CNN, you're going to think the president is going to get impeached. I mean, There's so much crap that's going on with CNN, so many lies and things like that, you know. And it's like totally one sided, you know. So when you go to the Republican side, you hear a lot of truths, you know, I hear a lot of facts, a lot of history, and a lot of laws. But if you listen to the Democrats, you listen to a lot of repetition and crying, you know what I'm saying, and wishing and praying and accusing. You know, it's like two entirely different worlds. You know, it's like If you hate Donald Trump, right, like these polls, if you hate Donald Trump, you're going to automatically want him impeached. Like, there's been people wanting him impeached since he's been president, you know. Them people's minds are not going to change. So when they take these polls and things like that, like, oh, 51% want him removed from office, them same 51% never wanted a man. So their minds never going to change.
You know? So you're saying that – go ahead.
Yeah. Their minds are never going to change, you know, so they're always going to try to convict the president. So it's always going to look one-sided if you listen to CNN. That's why I don't listen to fake news. When I was a Democrat and I was listening to liberal news, I thought all of it was real. You know what I'm saying? If you want to believe it, I mean, it's actually like brainwashing because if you want to believe them, you're going to start believing everything they say. So I understand if a person watches CNN and they don't like Donald Trump, how they would want him to be, you know what I'm saying, impeached. It's real easy to believe.
Wow. So you're saying more or less that news outlets such as CNN and MSNBC rely on feelings and innuendo, and other news outlets say, like this network, this radio show, Fox News, One American News, they rely on facts and case law?
Exactly. Like 93% of media news is covering Donald Trump is negative. There's very few outlets that covered Donald Trump in a positive way. Very few, you know what I'm saying? And especially on the main street. It's only, what, by five major networks. You got Fox, you got CNN, you got MSNBC, CBS, ABC, you know, but all the other ones except Fox is negative. America One, it's not on, that's not, it's not a household name right now. Even though they have facts, I think America is kind of scared of them, you know, because they kicked the facts and they're totally, you know what I'm saying, they totally far right, you know. So they're not going to be picked up by a lot of cable networks in a lot of different areas to be able to spread that news. So I think it's real important that people start watching or demanding news outlets like America One so we can get the real news. Because you listen to CNN, you're going to be lost.
Right, you're going to be lost and misled. Also, you want to watch Lanell Harris on Lanell Harris Live 2 on YouTube. Black, how many subscribers you got currently?
Oh, right now I got 147,000.
147,000 subscribers. So you have actually almost as many subscribers as CNN has viewers. But anyways, speaking of networks, also you want to listen to Libby News Radio Network. But Black, since you're on this network, you might be called a white nationalist or a neo-Nazi. So stand by.
I've been called a racist. I've been called all kinds of things. I'm kind of used to it. I kind of embrace it. Now I know how Donald Trump feels because, you know, it's like the most racism I ever saw is me walking down the street in a white neighborhood, you know, or not white neighborhood, somewhere white. You know, with a Make America Great hat on, that's the most racist looks I ever got in my life. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Not when I was gang banging, not when I was out there doing bad or none of that. It's when I wore a Make America Great hat again. That's when all the racist looks, that's when all the negative feelings, that's when all the anger, you know what I'm saying, come out of people. But I kind of enjoy it. You know, I kind of get a kick out of making people mad, and it feels good, like, because they automatically assume you're the bad guy. And even though you know you're not a bad guy, it's good to feel like one sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
my phone just...
I understand totally how Donald Trump feels, you know, getting hated on, somebody always saying you ain't never done nothing right now. I was doing I'm doing a show on gun laws right now, right? And there was some things that Donald Trump actually sided with the Democrats on. But you don't hear the Democrats giving them props for that. It was actually some things that Democrats wanted to do that Donald Trump passed. You don't see him give credit for that.
Right. Same thing with criminal justice reform. We all know about that grandmother who was released from jail from that one time she got involved in the you know what they call it, the game, and he got no credit for that. But anyways, back to impeachment. Back to impeachment. I understand that. The Democrats, seven idiots from the House that are sitting in the Senate trying to send Donald Trump out the door, I understand they've been asking for more time to present more evidence. And, of course, we got a commercial break coming up. But, anyways, we'll talk about more about impeachment, talk about the gun rally in Richmond, and whatever Black Rosebud has to say. This is Peter Scoopstead, and hopefully Walter's coming back here on 75 Radio.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
Dad, Can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know, I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
Man.
We can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio with our guest, Black Rose but himself, Lionel Harris. Our co-host and brother-in-arms, Walter Yerke, is still missing in action. I don't know if he's still looking for quarters or trying to find a payphone nowadays, because as you know, payphones are going away of the telegram. But anyways, Black, like we were saying before, we were really interrupted with by our sponsors, that the Democrats were looking for more evidence against Trump while they're having a trial in the Senate. Is that true from what you researched?
Yeah, they're depending on a lot of people like Les Parnell. You know, they're depending on all this new evidence that they're supposed to collect, which hasn't been proven yet and already been offered to them, you know, in the House of Representatives. You know what I'm saying? They had all of this. They could have called Bolton. They could have had all these paperwork, and they could have had all of this if they would have waited, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to went to court, you know what I'm saying, to get it turned over, you know, but they was impatient. They wanted to hurry up and get it done, you know, before Christmas, because, you know, the election's coming up and things like that. So it's a lot of things
right.
Democrats are trying to rush, you know what I'm saying, rush. But now, since they're in the House of Representatives, like a lot of Donald Trump lawyers say, they want the Senate to do their job for them. Since they couldn't get the witnesses and the paperwork and all the documents and things like that in the House, they're trying to get it at the Senate. And the Senate was like, wait a minute, wasn't you supposed to already build your case? Like, in any other case, you got to build your case in order to bring it to court. You can't bring it to court and then make your case. So that's what the Democrats are doing. They're trying to bring the case to court and then make their case. Okay, we run to the court. Now let us get the evidence and find all the witnesses to convict you. No other where in the world they do that. When you go to any kind of court, you got to have your documents. You got to have your evidence. You got to have your witnesses and all that. You have 6 months or either 3 years to run this whole investigation. There's no reason why you shouldn't be ready with all your documents, witnesses, and everything already lined up. You already have 17 witnesses already testify. There's nothing that the new witnesses are going to say that is different than the other witnesses. You know what I'm saying? All they're going to do is probably be able to collaborate their so-called story. You know, and I was one of the first persons that broke John Bolton. A lot of people didn't know about John Bolton until recently, you know, and I found out about accident. You know, he was really he's really a warmonger. You know what I'm saying? He's really like,
right.
Yeah, he's really like one of them dudes that's like defiant, that thinks he's the boss and things like that, and he want all this recognition. And now John Bolton want to testify because he got a book coming out, you know? And I'm pretty sure if you testify against the president in the Senate and then you come out with a book releasing some more secrets, that's money. Have you ever noticed
right.
everybody who's turning against Trump, everybody who was a witness of this or that, got a book coming out? Everybody has a book
yep.
coming out. You know,
yeah, and if...
Way.
Right, and we talked about this on the show in the past. What's that girl's name? Omarosa. She was on The Apprentice. She got a job with the Trump administration, and she didn't work out. So then she comes out with this so-called scathing book, and she was famous for about 14 minutes, not even 15 minutes, but nobody knows where she's at right now. But, yeah, everybody has a book saying Trump this, Trump that, you know, exposed, Trump exposed or whatever, and it's a big nothing burger. So Bolton's got a – yeah. Bolton has a book coming out. Bolton is a warmonger. He's a chicken hawk. He's one of these guys that never served, never went overseas, but has got no problem sending our sons in harm's way. That's why we disagree with Bolton on those things because, you know, unlike most people in the Congress, you know, I actually served in the military.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want our sons and daughters going overseas unless it's a national security issue. I'd rather see our sons and daughters protect that damn border face between us and Mexico, but that's a different story. So anyway, so yeah,
like
go ahead.
If Hillary was president right now, right, as much as she was wanting to go to war to Benghazi and all that stuff, do you think we wouldn't have been at war right now? Do you think Hillary Clinton would have been able to compromise or even deal with China or Russia or the Ukraine situation? She has no proven record of being able to help out or calm down anything. So if she was in a position right now, with all the people that we got against us, with all the terrorists and all the different countries we're facing right now, like we're conflicting with right now, do you think as a woman, not saying that a woman can't handle this, do you think as a Hillary Clinton type of woman that she'll be able to handle this right now?
Well, she would be able to handle it for the simple fact a lot of the countries you mentioned, including China, have donated to the Clinton Foundation. That's something that nobody wants to talk about is where did the Clinton Foundation get all of this money? And nobody wants to talk about giving Russia 20% of U.S. uranium, but they came up with this fake Russia story to take the heat off of Hillary Clinton. But again, if we had a Clinton presidency, it would have been like most of the presidency, they would have walked right all over us. You know, in terms of Donald Trump, nobody agrees with Donald Trump 100%, but he's the best we got. If he does 30% of what we hope for, then, you know, he's doing a great job. For me, it's well over 50%. But again, everybody has their.
I'm actually scared what happens to us when Donald Trump leaves office. That's what,
right.
Because I have never been into politics like this, and since I've been doing the politics, I've been learning my history, and I'm learning my present. I'm learning what Donald Trump has done as far as helping out the United States and especially black people, and I found out what the other Democrats have done, right, and how they're hiding things, how they never got anything done. So as I'm looking, like, if a Democrat was to get in office 2020, 2024, imagine all the laws that Donald Trump put in place that the Democrats will try to reverse. You know what I'm saying? Just because out of pure hate are trying to knock down Donald Trump's legacy. They're going to try to they're going to try to smear Donald Trump's legacy some kind of way because he's getting too much done. Just think about it. He's trying to enter a tax bill that's going to break the taxes on the middle class by 15%, it's going lower by 15%, right? But he needs the Senate to do it because he's not going to do it if the Democrats don't want to sit it because they're not going to pass it at all. They're not going to pass anything to help Donald Trump. So if he had both of the houses, then he can make he can even make more and better things, he can accomplish more things as far as like taxes and laws and rights and things like that if he had both houses. Pray to God we get both houses this this coming up election so we can get some real change in.
Right. Now, in terms of political party, I'm a independent because I left the Republican Party in 2007 when John McCain was talking about immigration amnesty. And to me, it's like the Democrats are traitors, but the Republicans are sellouts. So, but I, you know, I side with Republicans more. Right, I side with the Republicans more than the Democrats because when Trump first got in office in 2017, he had both the House and the Senate. And you know who was the Speaker of the House? Paul Ryan. What did he get done? Nothing. And then Paul Ryan decided to just leave office, probably take a lobbying job, or he's going to run for governor of Wisconsin or whatever. And he got nothing done, and he you know, he was a zero. I mean, just like when Romney and Ryan against Obama in 2012. I mean, he had two empty shirts and just promised nothing. And, you know, it's either, okay, you got go ahead.
Donald Trump got more done when he quit than he got done when he was working for him, you know, when he was the head of the House. You know what I'm saying? So Donald Trump actually got more done. So it could have been certain people standing in Donald Trump's way, you know, and as we've been seeing. Oh, the music.
Yep. All right, Black, stick around. We're going to talk about the gun rally in Richmond and what all those white nationalists did to all those poor black people at Richmond. But stick around, folks. It's very interesting. Hopefully Walter finds a payphone. All right, this is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just as the Lunar New Year dawns, a holiday in China, an entire Chinese city is on travel lockdown. The city of Wuhan not allowing people in or out after a new strain of the flu-like coronavirus kills 17 people and sickens over 500 there. Here in the States, Washington state officials say at least 16 people had close contact with the first U.S. resident with a confirmed diagnosis of that disease. Here's Snohomish Acting Health Director Dr. Chris Spitters.
The risk to the general public remains low, and the public health system and our healthcare partners are working swiftly.
House Democrats will resume opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump starting at 1 p.m. Eastern today. Meanwhile, Nielsen says 11 million people watched Tuesday's opening day of the trial on TV. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
An air tanker crash in Australia, leaving three U.S. firefighters dead. That large C-130 Hercules went down early today in a rural area of New South Wales. There's no indication yet of what caused that crash. Some veterans groups are taking issue with President Trump's characterizations about the extent of injury suffered by U.S. troops in an Iranian missile attack on some bases in Iraq earlier this month.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things, but I would say, and I can report, it is not very serious.
Initially, the Pentagon and the president said no Americans had been harmed, but last week, military officials confirmed 11 service members did have to be evacuated because of concussions. Several others may have also been injured. The head of the Disabled American Veterans saying that the commander-in-chief is, quote, out of touch regarding the seriousness of those injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. Walter Yerkew is still looking for a payphone, but we have Black Rosebud, Lionel Harris, on the line right now. Black, you got any dates coming up you want to promote in the clubs out in the West Coast?
Not right now. I'm actually trying to get a club, and I'm actually trying to do I'm trying to get a political sitcom going on called Black Donald Trump. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to bring the message. Oh, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. Like I said, I've experienced a lot of things that Donald Trump experienced, so it's going to be real easy. And I have a certain style of comedy that I'm going to that's never been done before. You know, that I'm going to try to do it in. You know, that's going to be extra funny. So. Yeah, called Black Trump. It's going to get me more hatred. You know, it's going to get me right. More name being called more names and sellouts and Uncle Toms and all that other stuff. So it's going to be real fun for me because I'm going to make the movie to actually piss people off.
Wow, yeah. Outstanding! And folks, I'm telling you, you have to go to Lionel Harris, Lonnel Harris Live 2. On YouTube, because his style of comedy, it's intelligent comedy. I mean, yes, it's funny. Yes, it's entertaining, but it's also very, very intelligent. And he just plays news clips that, you know, and makes commentary in between them. And the way the editing is just outstanding. And it's all done by himself. He has very little budget, nobody helping him, just doing it by himself, and he's being successful at it, and that's why we have him on, because, again, we don't put losers on the show. But anyways, we don't. We make fun of him. And
you're not going to put my baby mama on the show because she's certainly a loser. Anybody who listens to watch my skits knows she's a loser, so she won't be on the show.
Yeah. Outstanding. And my wife also won't be on the show.
It's funny you said something about Virginia, the Virginia gun law, because that's actually what I'm doing a skit on right now. I already got the video editing thing, but right now I've got to put the comedy in. But I want to ask you something. Are you a registered gun owner?
Well, put it this way. If somebody comes to my house, they're going to wish they went somewhere else. Put it that way.
Okay, I got a question, right? I mean, as a black man, right, because we face a different fear from a lot of white people, like, you know what I'm saying, and living in different areas and things like that on why we need guns. Like, if I was to say I need a gun, right, it's because my protection from people like, you know, like gang members, you know, people trying to rob you. You know, you have a different level of threat in Los Angeles than you have in other places, right? So, like, in these places, like, where they do a lot of practicing and teaching their kids how to shoot guns and on these forums and in these rural areas and things like that. Do you think they actually face a lot of danger in them areas, you know, like as far as like people breaking into their houses or trying to rob them or take or trying to harm their family? Or do you think that most of these people are just getting prepared in case it happens?
Well, it's a case of being prepared. You know, the old Boy Scouts of America, not the boy, girl, whatever Scouts of America that says be prepared. I mean, if you look at the stats, 3 million people per year are saved because of their lawfully purchased and owned firearms. So, I mean, things happen, you know, Black, you live in L.A., things happen in the hood, and things happen out in the sticks, too. And that's why people, and even if people live way out in the sticks, like my parents, they live in God's country, in the middle of nowhere. But people out there still own firearms because they can. That's their right to own firearms, just like we have a right to purchase an automobile. Those people of legal age can purchase tobacco and alcohol products. But anyways, in Virginia... Monday, Martin Luther King Day, 22,000 over 22,000 people arrived in the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia, loaded for bear. You had 22,000 plus. I think the rate is about 50,000 or better.
And the media arrived said it was in a Virginia.
Clinton. Right. And anyways, I just got breaking news. I have a text with Mr. Yerkew. He will be on in a minute. So hopefully he has enough quarters in the change compartment of his automobile to find a payphone. But anyways, MLK Day, 22,000 gun owners outside the Capitol, 6,000 people without their firearms on the Capitol grounds because Ralph Northam told people this is a state of emergency. Now, back in 2017, Black, in Charlottesville, you had a bunch of people who wanted to defend Confederate statues because of its history. It's not because they want to keep slavery. It's not because they want, you know, put black people on a noose over a tree. I mean, they're not Democrats. Oh, yeah. Breaking news, everybody. We have Walter Yerkew on the line. Good morning, Mr. Yerkew.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, guys. Good morning, man. Sorry about the lateness, but my limousine didn't show up on time to take it to the studio. So somebody got to be late.
Right.
Somebody got to be late.
Well, right. Black, this is my good friend, our co-host, Mr. Walter Yerkew. He was the guy in the movie The 7-5 saying, "I'll break somebody's neck if your neck needed breaking." Say hello to our guest, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, well, good morning. Good morning. It's nice to nice to meet you. I missed you the last time, but I'm here this time for a little bit anyway. like I said, the limo just didn't show up on time, you know. So, the celebrity status is just unbelievable in my life. You know? I bet.
Hey, Walt. I didn't know Kia made a limousine.
I didn't know his bus was called limousine.
I know what. Yeah, Orion made a limousine, but with a fare box. But anyways, enough of the jokes and Walter's transportation issue. Monday, you had a whole bunch of gun people, people with firearms, show up at the Capitol and telling the state legislature, you will not take our guns. What's been happening here in the Commonwealth? You have all these people coming from these pinko liberal states such as New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California. They're coming in, moving to the D.C. area because of gentrification, and they are moving to the Commonwealth, Virginia, because frankly, Black, these people don't want to send their kids to D.C. public schools because they don't have the $40,000 to send their kids to Sidwell Friends. So they move into Northern Virginia, and they want to turn the whole Commonwealth, Virginia into another you-know-what type of hole. And so anyways, they want to start grabbing the guns and taking the legally purchased guns away. And so anyways, Black, take it away, because we heard it was going to be a Klan rally, a neo-Nazi rally.
I'm doing a special on it, right? And what I found out, right, is Hitler done the same thing, you know, sent to the Duchess, right? They voted Hillary in 98%. By 98% of the votes, right? He got voted in. Then when Hitler got into office, he changed on him. He said, okay, with all these crimes going around, we need to, y'all need to come in and register y'all guns so if somebody gets shot or anything happens, we can trace the gun back, you know, in a deter the criminals from committing all these crimes, right? So when they had all the people come in and register their gun, right, they came out with a couple of years later, they said, oh, wait a minute. The crime hasn't went down yet, you know what I'm saying? So the crime hasn't went down. We're gonna need to confiscate all the guns, right? And if you don't confiscate all the guns, it's gonna be capital punishment. The same exact thing the Democrats, basically, what the Democrats are doing right now. Because if they take your guns, right, they take your high-powered guns or your scary guns or you know your semi-automatic guns, right? The killing is not going to go down because it was already a time when there was assault ban on guns. Killing did not go down. You know, the murder rate was still the same. So after they take your guns, your semi-automatic, and crime doesn't go down, or it's still murders and people are still getting all these illegal guns, guess what? They're going to come for all your guns now. And when you deny because you already gave them your rights to take your semi-automatic gun, why they can't take your handgun now? And once they take your handgun, what do you have to fight back against the system or against the law or to keep them in check? The only how we can keep them in check without votes or weapons. If they take our weapons and our votes away from us, you're powerless.
Wow, that was Lionel Harris doing his Andy Rooney skit. Mr. Yerky does the same type of thing, but he's closer to Andy Rooney's age as he was. But anyways, of course, just when we get going, we got another commercial for our awesome sponsors. Well, we'll talk more about Richmond with myself, Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerky, and Lionel Black Rosebud Harris. Stay tuned.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosherified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerky. I mean, Walter Yerkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we are back. We have yours truly, Scoop Stanton, with Walter Yerky and our guest once again, Black Rosebud himself, Lionel Harris. Lionel, please continue, then I'll give it to Walt.
Yeah, like I say, like, it's basically they're taking over the government, trying to have us powerless, right? They're taking over all your constitutional rights, freedom of speech, you know, right to bear arms. I mean, they're fit to take away the top 10. And if you let them take away one of the laws, You're letting them take away all of your laws. There's no limit on what they can do after that, right? And what they're trying to do, right, since you remember how Donald Trump said I have an executive order, you know what I'm saying, to build a wall or, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. I just found that Democrats are using the same talking points to take away your guns. If a Democrat was in office right now, Jerry Nadler said it and Nancy Pelosi said it. I got in my video that I'm doing on gun laws today, right? They said if a Democratic president was in office, why he can't make an emergency executive order as an emergency and get all the guns taken off the street because it's a national emergency. So if a Democrat was in office, right, they can actually consider a semi-assault weapon a national emergency and put a law in it that automatically makes everybody that owns a semi-automatic weapon a criminal. They don't have to wait on it. They don't have to wait. You know, if they took over both of the houses, they can pass any law that they want. So if they want to pass a law that says a national emergency that all these guns get taken off the street, guess what? Most people in the United States are going to become criminal overnight, and they can do it.
Yep. That's what they're doing in Virginia. Go ahead, Walt.
Just by the possession of having it is ridiculous to be accused of being a criminal. You know, they're taking all the legal guns out of they're trying to take the legal guns out of people, law abiding citizens that respect the weapons and have them for home protection, self protection, family protection. You know, the way it's going is, you know, if I want to go buy a gun on Hunts Point Avenue in the Bronx, I could do that this afternoon if I wanted to. Anything I wanted, anything. And that does not register with the Democrats because they don't know I have the gun. But if I have one, if I have guns and they're registered, of course they're going to come for my guns. So, you know, on the flip side of it, it's going to be the streets that own have the guns. And we're not going to have anything. You know, like that fella in the church, a few weeks ago that got that shooter. The shooter would have killed a lot of people. A lot of damage, a lot of collateral damage would have been. If this guy didn't stand up and take them out. And those are the people that we need to have guns in their possession. The people that are going to use them legally and use them in the smart way. But then again, you know, you got the yahoos out there that just waiting for something to happen to shoot. I mean, I live down here in the southern middle Tennessee, and, you know, a lot of people have guns walking around on their hips. Carrier permits are easy to get down here. If you're a law-abiding citizen, not a felon like I am, but if I'm standing next to somebody that's got a gun, I'd rather have him have a gun legally than stand next to some mutt with an old Uzi that might work or might not work. You brought up the point where if Democrats were in the White House. Everybody would be a criminal that had a gun. Right. That's ridiculous.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right. Hey, Walt, Black has a question for you. Go ahead, Black.
I got a question. How do you feel about, I found this out yesterday, all the laws and all the background checks and everything it takes you to get a gun, right, and you to register a gun, what do you know about that the government, the Democrats, don't want ICE notified when an illegal immigrant registers a gun? They don't have to tell ICE. When somebody is illegal is walking around with a gun, right? The Democrats say it's okay and don't report it to ICE. Let them walk around with a gun. But that American citizen, we need to check all the documents, make sure he's crazy, make sure his friends think he's all right. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we pass our background check before we can offer him even bullets.
Right. That's
good. Well, is the bullets. Also, you know, they could stop making guns all they want, but if you have a gun and you're stockpiled on ammunition, you know, you're good to go. And they're trying to stop that also. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
But what do you think about being able to buy guns and not being reported to ICE? What do you think about that?
Well, it's all about votes. They want these illegals to vote for them. That's why they're giving them everything they want.
Right. And the Democrats care more about, you know, they want to give sanctuary to illegal immigrants who, you know, they drive drunk, they run people over, MS-13 in Northern Virginia chopping people up left and right. But then for a person such as myself who may or may not have lots of legally purchased and registered firearms, they want to come after me because that's the way they work. They want, you know, they want to turn every jurisdiction into a you-know-what hole. But anyways, real quick, back to Richmond. They had 22,000-plus gun owners with every type of weapon available. They had one citation given to a female who refused to remove a mask. Zero discharges, zero fights. After the rally, they were picking up trash. And then there's the color issue, Black. People are saying, oh, it's a neo-Nazi rally. It's a white nationalist rally. You know, the KKK's out there. But there were lots and lots of people of color, including one gentleman carrying a very large Donald Trump flag, saying, move out, telling people to move out of his way because he was invoking his white privilege. And then he was saying that, and then he was saying he was Governor Ralph Northam in blackface. And people are just absolutely just howling. Also, another thing I noticed that lots of people of color that was at these rallies carrying weapons, they had Make America Great hats. So, I mean, I first thing that popped in my mind was Jussie Smollett. Not only they bringing these black people down, but they're making them wear these MAGA hats. So hopefully Jussie Smollett has a telethon where he can host and raise money for these poor people who had to wear MAGA hats. But anyways, a good time was had by all. All right, folks. Black, you're the guest. Anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to promote or say?
No, this. If you're, I'll probably release a skit about later on tonight about 5 o'clock, about 8 o'clock Eastern. You know, you might want to watch this skit if you're into gun rights. You know, and I put a hell of a comedy spin on it. You know, if you're into gun rights, you might want to watch it because I'm going to release a lot of information and, like you said, I'm going to put people like the black person you said. I've already got him edited into the skit, you know what I'm saying? So I got a lot. The show is not racial. The show is the gun rights and show what people think about, actual people think about why they need guns. So it's a real good skit, and I actually put in a couple of gun safety comedy skits up in there. So it's gonna, you're gonna get some. You're gonna get three different things. You're gonna get comedy, entertainment. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get something that you never saw before. So it's gonna be pretty
message.
Cool. You might want to check it out.
Cool. Yeah, and real quick, me and Black are working on something on the behind closed doors, but we got to wait for other people outside of our network to get things done. But we'll have more about that later if it comes about. Walt, you got anything else left before you jump in the stretch Kia?
No, I'm good to go. I'm just a little confused about this thing behind closed doors. So you finally sprung for a room, huh?
Oh, no. Come on. No, we there's something coming here in D.C. Next month, and we're trying to get gain some access as credentialed members of the media, and you know we're just waiting to hear back from them. But if it goes through, hopefully we can make this work. But we have more on that once you know we have more on that. But anyway,
talking black man.
Yeah. It's like the movie. What was that movie? Not another teen movie where black dude walks in. And is like, hey, who are you? It's like, I'm the black guy at the party. No, I am. I'm scheduled. So then the first guy leaves. So, anyways, yeah. But anyways, Black. Unfortunately, you're going to be labeled a white nationalist appearing on this network because well, that people just throw out labels. Just like David Webb was called a white supremacist, even though he's black. So anyways, it's great having you. Great. Walt, thanks for coming on, talking to our guests. Great. Hey, Walt, speaking of which, baseball's coming up, or pitchers and catchers. How are the Yankees looking this year?
Well, you know, the Yankees look good like every year. They, you know, they're loaded up and locked and loaded and ready to go. You know, they got Gerrit Cole and, you know, they signed Aroldis Chapman to another year for relief. Hopefully that Altuve won't steal any more signs and Chapman will strike him out instead of giving up that home run.
The Yankees have turned into the Cowboys. You know, you got all these good expectations, all these players with all this money, but at the end of the day, your heart is going to get broke. I mean, they done turned into the Cowboys. They're the Cowboys of baseball.
Hey, Black, who's your team?
Oh, come on, the Dodgers, man. I mean, don't get on me. I know we've been been doing bad, too. Don't get on my team, though.
Right. Well, I think the Dodgers went further than the Yankees last year in the playoffs. But anyways, Black, thanks for coming on. Walt, thanks for coming in the last minute. This is 75 Radio. Telling everybody, be safe out there. You can make a difference. Go out and make it. Song, everybody.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.